Don't leave yet. Of course, as I'm listening to that, I'm looking at the notes here. I see some great highlights in here that I'd like to. Actually, I could do this again. You know, this whole thing alive again. But it was fine. But I looked into this. I'm just realizing, boy, how do I miss this? And the thing that comes to mind here is a couple things here. Can you hear me? Sound okay? These are not Bible reading people. These are people that probably studied deeply the Bible according to their denominational teachings, according to specific verses. But to step back, I learned a long time ago in New York that to step back and look at the big picture. So I did that for music, see? Step back and look at from the beginning to end and see where we are. Well, step back and look at that Bible as a whole. It's in dispensational order. You've heard me say that. It's not in chronological order, but it is so exactly in dispensational order, it's amazing. You know, you got the old, like I said here, we got the Old Testament, and you've got the Gospels, and you got the Great Commission. Then it goes to Paul, and it has to be Paul only, because if any doctrine's taught other than what Paul teaches, then let that guy be accursed. And there are some things in the Gospels that Jesus taught to the Jews. So if that's taught today, Paul is not saying that Jesus is accursed, because he was teaching the right stuff to the right people. But if a pastor today takes those Gospels and teaches that stuff for application, that guy is teaching things that Paul hasn't said. And then it finishes up with Hebrews to Jude, which is tribulational stuff, and Revelation, which is past, present, and future. It's so obvious. How do people miss it? They miss it because there was a time, I've said this before, but just to put this on the video thing, there was a time when you didn't have to emphasize Paul only. People just realized, they read their Bibles, you know, the King James Bible in those days, nothing else. And this guy, this missionary comes along, his name is William Carey, the father of modern missions is his title, and he brings up all this stuff in Mark 16, In the foreign lands with miracles and signs, because these people out in the jungles and in the back islands and da 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 da, they had to see the miracles for them to take place. Okay, so what did people do? People from the states sent this guy tons of money. Miracles, miracles. We built a church, miracle of God, I built a church. No, you just whined and cried enough to enough churches, and you got your $50 a month for two or three years to get ready to go where God wanted you to go, kind of a thing. And many of them, God changed his mind, and they changed places because it didn't work. So much for that miracle. Anyway, this guy writes this book. The name of it's huge, very long name of a book. And it talks about how to reach the heathen. And this Great Commission is what they taught out of Mark. And they took to all these different foreign countries gave me signs, miracles, the whole spiel. Okay, so they're having such great supposed success and gain. Again, it's what Paul teaches is wrong. And it comes back to the States. That's within the last 100 years. And it has taken over. Again, because of signs, miracles, wonders. And we see that the tribulation is going to be based on that stuff. And so the devil is, you know, tripping people up with signs, miracles, lying wonders, it says in Thessalonians. I get that in there, Rick. And people now are brought up with many different Bibles, no final authority. They're brought up with Jesus' miracles, because Jesus will bless you if you do good, you know. And people want to be blessed, and they want to be able to think for themselves. So they read all these different Bibles, and they think that God's blessing them. You know, but we're finding out more and more people today are losing their jobs, losing their health. Well, it's because of the food we eat. It's because of the jobs. They go out in the street corners and they mouth off about, you know, prepare to meet thy God out of Amos. And if you read the whole verse, he's talking directly to the Israelites. And if you say, prepare to meet thy God, God is not the God of these lost people today. The God of this world is their God. So that whole thing is taken out of context and used to put the fear into people. And God says in Romans chapter, I'm just rambling off here. God says in Romans chapter 2, it's the goodness of God that brings people to repentance in these days of the Gentile days. When the fullness of the Gentiles has come, and the Gentiles no longer want to hear about the goodness of God, Romans chapter 11, verse 22, he's going to come and he's going to take care of the Gentiles are done. He cuts off the Gentile nation. It says that in Romans chapter 11, verse 22. And it goes right under the tribulation, which is Hebrews to Jude. It's so simple. And yet, this emphasis on Great Commission, on Jesus being the... of course, he's our Savior. And of course, we're following his teachings. See, there's another guy who didn't stay long. Anyway, and we follow the teachings of the risen Savior, not the earthly Jesus. What's so hard about that? It amazes me. And yet, these guys are just raking in the bucks on TV, the books they're selling on this stuff, and either people buy this stuff and they buy into it and they love it, you know, because they've got American money, so they're being blessed, you know, or they hate God because he's not there. One of the articles about that shooting in Colorado the other day was, where was God during all this? Yeah, see, of course you don't know where God was at during all this. I'll tell you where God was at during all this. He knew this was coming. Why didn't he stop it? Well, because Aurora, Colorado, does God want us to get rid of guns? I mean, it's just confusion. And they're worshiping their unknown God. That's just where this is all at. So this William Carey really set this thing up. So here we are in these modern days. We actually have to almost go overboard with Paul to get them to see, you know, there is a difference there. There's just an obvious difference there. It's simple. Okay, well, what about the law? Well, Paul talks about it in Galatians chapter 3. You know, there is a purpose. It still is. I don't like the phrase I use in that sermon, he got rid of the law. He didn't get rid of the law. He got rid of the law for the believers. The law still exists to this day. Romans chapter 3, like it says, whatsoever the things the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped. So there's that purpose of the law. But if you go to Galatians, it's still there to bring them to Christ. So when you're a believer, that law has been taken care of. Christ fulfilled the law. It's not there anymore, for all things are lawful. Then Paul tells us the things that would please God, and we can do those. And he tells us things we ought not to do. We're not going to lose our salvation. It's good works, bad works. It's so obviously simple. One of my favorite places in the Old Testament, amongst millions, is in Jeremiah 22, where it talks about Jeconiah, shortened to Kaniah eventually, to where God says, no more male seed on the throne. And then Christ comes along. Can't even think what I was going to say here now. Son of God, Son of Man. It's just marvelous stuff. Habakkuk, I always like that one. Chapter 2, verse 4, talks about how the Old Testament people live on their faith, so will they in the tribulation. Schoolmaster in Galatians. Hebrews 9:16, fantastic verse, where the New Testament doesn't even begin until the death of the testator. And then you go through the Gospels anyway, and you see where they had to believe that thou art the Christ. It was all, when they say it, believe, you know, in John especially is full of those things. Believe, in order to believe in the Gospel, believe that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah. I mean, that's what they had to believe. Again, Acts 8:37. If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest, so this guy wanted to be baptized, and he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So I just have to ask people today, is that what makes you a Christian today? Oh, no. People pick and choose for right and divide. They don't go by Paul's books. Great Commission. Great stuff then. And they still failed it. You know, they kill Stephen and Christ has to go on to Paul. He was the worst guy possible in the world. Was Paul. And Christ puts him on the ground. And says, this is what you're going to do, or you're never going to see again. Do we get saved like Paul did? We don't even get saved like Paul did. And the first thing Paul taught was the fact that Christ was the Son of God. Why? Because he's talking to the Jews. But that didn't last very long. Anyway. William Carey is the guy that really messed things up. But anyway, like I said, there's not much to say after that one. Any questions or comments you want to type up there? You know, go right ahead. This is a real short video to put on the page for Sunday. But it's just, there it is. That's the stuff. Acts 17, where it talks about God is no longer like in the building of such, but he was in the temples, tabernacles, Old Testament. His presence was in the Holy of Holies. Do we have a place like that today? No. And all the stuff about the Holy Grail, I'm sure we all know that that stuff is just a bunch of Hollywood baloney there. I know I was looking at last night, kind of changed the subject as long as you're still on their life. I was looking at all these people lighting candles. I thought, why do they do this candle thing? So I looked it up. I said, why do the internet, the source of all information? And it's a big Catholic thing, which I guess we all knew that. Everybody had different answers for why they light candles as part of praying. It's supposed to be the light. It just went on and went on. The funniest thing I saw was, though, a candle is not a Catholic candle until a priest blesses it. Oh, I see. So you can't just light a candle. You have to have a Catholic candle. So there's one for you. That's amazing stuff. Either you all fall asleep or you have nothing to comment or say. So if that's the case, we will... Nothing controversial. I really suggest you grab your notes, print them off, and just read them through and study them, because that's pretty much the stuff. Matthew 15. Why did Jesus refuse this Gentile woman? If this was for Gentiles, he refused her. And they were told not to go to the Gentiles. Come on, why not? We could say it was for the Jews. It was to the Jews even. And people got to get a grip on that thing. It's all there for us. But only Paul is to us. And even the stuff in Paul that's to us has to be rightly divided before and after the King James Bible. Because Paul still did healings. He still did miracles. They touched him and he just touched his hanky and he got cleaned, got healed. How can that be? He still got Jews in the crowd. He's still doing signs. That's before the King James Bible. That which is perfect has come. Because if it hasn't, then Paul's books should not be in the Bible. And we should all be doing Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, first part of Acts, jumping right over to Peter. The King James Bible, Genesis to Revelation, is the Word and words of God. It's all there for us, but only Paul is to us. There you go. If you're still alive on the other side, I'll see you folks tonight, I hope. And website out there, it was a short little clip, but... until I go back to live, I might do a music live one tonight, or I might do the Deuteronomy is really interesting. I'm pretty sure we'll go ahead with Deuteronomy tonight. I mean, Deuteronomy, oh, that's the law. No, there's some really neat things in Deuteronomy about the words of God. So we'll do that one tonight. And I hope you come back. We'll see you tonight, those that can be.